This is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish. On Tuesday, Russian President Vladimir Putin gave his long-awaited response to a Western oil price cap, signing a decree that bans the supply of oil and oil products to nations participating in the cap from February 1st for 5 months. The group of seven major powers, the EU and Australia, agreed this month to a $60 per barrel price cap on Russian seaborne crude as a result of Moscow's invasion of Ukraine. Foreign companies have welcomed China's decision to end quarantine for travelers from abroad, but the move is not without its costs or its critics. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
The news of further easing of restrictions was welcomed by foreign companies who see the move as an important step to revive slumping business activity. Business groups had warned China the strict quarantine measures was shifting business away from China because foreign executives were blocked from visiting. However, the abrupt U-turn by the government has left hospitals flooded with feverish, wheezing patients as the virus spreads. Architect Lu Haoming believes the easing of restrictions could have been handled better. Hospitals are full of people, and the emergency rooms are full of patients who are not being attended to. So this is a problem. The government should have done the job in a more meticulous way. I'm Karen Chamas.
Jailed former South Korean President Lee Myung-bak received a presidential pardon Tuesday, cutting short his 17-year sentence on corruption charges. The justice minister said the 81-year-old Lee is serving 17 years for bribery and embezzlement. The former Hyundai CEO turned president was charged with 16 criminal allegations in 2018 and sentenced in 2020. You're listening to VOA News. The Japanese Prime Minister announced Tuesday that Japan will tighten border controls against COVID-19 by requiring tests for all visitors from China. Details from Tommy McNeil.
The announcement comes days after the World Health Organization said it was very concerned about rising reports of severe cases across China after the country largely abandoned its zero COVID policy. The quantitative antigen test that is already conducted on entrants suspected of having COVID-19 will be mandatory for all people arriving from mainland China. Those who test positive will be quarantined for 7 days at a designated facility, and their samples will be used for genome analysis. The measure begins Friday, just as Japan heads into year-end and New Year's holidays marked by parties and travel when infections are expected to rise. Tommy McNeil, VOA News, Washington.
Pushback and condemnation against the Taliban's ban on women working at non-governmental organizations in Afghanistan continues to be strong. Ed Donahue has the story.
Foreign aid groups are suspending operations in Afghanistan following a decision by the Taliban to ban women from working at international and local non-government organizations. The Taliban alleges women in groups like CARE, Save the Children, and Neil Turner's Norwegian Refugee Council weren't wearing the Islamic headscarf correctly.
We have complied with all cultural norms, and we simply can't work without our dedicated female staff.
Turner says the timing of this ban is very bad.
When the economy of Afghanistan is collapsing and we need women as part of the workforce to enable the economy to recover.
Women have also been banned from universities in Afghanistan. I'm Ed Donahue.
A massive holiday winter storm is now blamed for killing at least 50 people across 9 U.S. states. This as more bad weather is moving into the West Coast and more snow is predicted for hard-hit western New York State. AP correspondent Julie Walker has the story.
More than half of those killed were in the Buffalo, New York area, found in cars, homes, and snowbanks. Meanwhile, light snow continues today on top of the 4 feet that already fell.
Definitely was a historic event.
National Weather Service lead forecaster Bob Orovec says the lake effect snow and drifting from winds makes it even worse.
The biggest impact is going to be the how it hinders the removal of the previous snowfall.
He says warm temperatures are moving in to help with snowmelt, but that could cause some flooding. Also, out west, rain and snow could cause problems.
There's always the side effects of the potential for flash flooding and mudslides.
I'm Julie Walker.
For more on these and other top stories, visit us online at voanews.com. I'm Steve Karish, VOA News.